Brothers looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. I think we can all take a deep breath after last week's storms and look at a much quieter weather map this coming week, with a few exceptions. Temperatures will be generally near to above normal thanks to continued flow of Pacific air across the U.S., and that will keep cold Arctic air up in Canada. Look for upper 30s and lower 40s in the Dakotas. Some rain and snow up in New England. Boston will see some rain early in the week and then change over to snow later. Just a couple of inches there. Over on the northwest coast, we've got a high surf advisory for waves 25 to 28 feet. So keep off the high rocks in Crescent City, California, all the way up to Coos Bay, on up to Portland, Oregon. Look out and watch out for those high waves. Lots of rain in the northwest, too, and we'll talk about that later in the hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, I'd like to share a little NYPD trivia with you and your listeners. So every NYPD precinct, and there's 78 of them, has a nickname that the cops give it. So in places like the Bronx, that was really busy when I was a cop in the 80s and 90s, you had places like the 4-6, which was known as the Alamo, or the 4-7 precinct, which was known as the Dark Side of Hell. Then you had the 4-8 precinct was known as Highway to Hell because the Cross Bronx Expressway ran past it. Then you had the 4-1, which was named after the movie with Paul Newman, Fort Apache, the Bronx, and the neighboring 4-2, which was burnt out, was known as Warriors of the Wasteland. Then you had slower places like the 5-2, which was known as the Bronx Zoo, or the 50th precinct that was known as Riverdale PD or Hawaii 5-0. Manhattan had a lot of precincts, so like the 5th precinct, which was in Chinatown, was known as the Great Wall of China, or the 17th precinct, which was known as the Gold Coast because of its affluent clientele, or Cop in the Box because they had the little booths where citizens could come up and ask questions. The 13th precinct, which everybody, it was a summons precinct, was known as Fort Pencil. The 9th precinct was known as Alphabet City because the streets are named after letters. And then places like Central Park was known as Fort Squirrel because nothing was going on around there. And Midtown North was known as Midtown Soft. And Midtown South was known as the Deuce because of 42nd Street, or Fort Hook because you needed a hook to get in there. Now, Brooklyn had a lot of rough nicknames because, okay, for instance, like the Italian precincts were known as the 6-2, was known as Fort Siesta or Fort Cannoli, and in some circles, Fort Guido. The 6-6 precinct, because you had a group of Hasidic Jews that stormed the precinct in the mid-80s, was known as Fort Surrender. The 7-1 precinct, which was a rough place with gun battles, was known as Dodge City. The 7-5, which was a hellhole, was known as the hook that didn't come through, meaning you had a phone call to get out of there, and it never came, and you were stuck. Just like the 7-6 precinct, which was known as Hotel California, because cops checked in and often didn't check out. And you had the 8-4, which was known as Fort Panic. Queens had some interesting nicknames. So like the 100th precinct was known as, it was a big party precinct, was known as Fort Cirrhosis. The 105 was known as the Border Patrol because it bordered neighboring Nassau County. You had the 111th precinct, which was known as Fort Bagel. And the 114, which is my personal favorite because of it has a lot of Greek residents, was known as Fort Gyro. So those are some of many interesting nicknames of NYPD precincts. So if you get a chance, check out my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division. It's everything you wanted to know about the stolen car industry.
So let me get this straight. I lived in Fort Ticket, Fort Summons, and that would explain it. Every single time I put a car on the street, it was going to get ticketed. Every single time. That's what would happen to me in New York City when I parked my car. Do you understand what it means to park your car on the street in New York City illegally? It means you're going to get a $115 ticket. Well, it must be a very serious offense. If you're in Kansas, you must be thinking, wow, that's a serious offense. No, that's you park there 10 minutes too late or 10 minutes too early. That's your gift for parking in New York City. The single dumbest thing you can do in New York is own a car.
Behind the image of a holy alliance.
I must tell them.
You can't. It is your secret duty.
Lies a sanctuary of unholy truth.
This place is a hotbed of sexual repression.
What kind of nun are you?
Not the kind I used to be.
I'm not really a nun.
I'm a private investigator hired by the church.
Susie Carroll disappeared last night.
But surely you don't think I'm guilty.
When trust becomes a weapon.
Everybody around here is guilty of something. Don't even think about going anywhere. I want you where I can see you.
When innocence is a disguise.
Why should we stay here and get killed up one by one?
Whoever's doing this is here inside this place. I don't want to be locked up with a maniac.
Everyone will live in fear of Judgment Day.
Father Anthony.
Everything will be all right. I promise.
Alyssa Milano and David Keith.
There's a tunnel that connects all the buildings. You can take a look around those later if you want.
In a place where murder is someone's idea of salvation. Where everyone needs a guardian angel. No one will have a prayer. Because they've all been committing deadly sins.
My topic is female orgasm.
Alyssa Milano, the ultimate hypocrite. She was in more B movies where she was nude and she was taken advantage of by the devil or by men who tied her up all night while she had satanic nightmares. And she was nude. And there she is yelling about men taking advantage of her. What the hell is the phrase I want? That. Alyssa Milano. How dare you? How dare you? There you are stirring up male hormones in bad movies. Now, here's the other big story. Peloton recalls pedals on 27,000 of its bikes after 16 customers needed medical care, including lower leg stitches, after they broke off while they were riding. The pedals broke off while they were using the Peloton bicycle. Now, you know what the Peloton bicycle is. These are it's this weird combination of a conveyor belt and an exercise bicycle, except it has a giant screen on it. And on the giant screen are videos of exercise people yelling at you. This is why I don't go to a gym. I'm not going to bring that into my home. The reason I don't go to a gym is because there are exercise people who stand next to you yelling at you, saying things like, go faster, go faster, go faster. Why? Leave me alone. Peloton have recalled pedals from 27,000 bikes after 120 customers complained the parts were unexpectedly falling off during use, as opposed to expectedly falling off during use. The affected PR7OP clip-on pedals are on bikes sold July 2013 to May 2016. 16 laceration injuries were reported, and 5 cases required medical care. One client required stitches in the lower leg. Customers can get a free replacement leg, but must pay $100 for each tech to install if they don't feel comfortable following self-install instructions. Even after these pedals have come off through no fault of their own, Peloton, which is not a cheap product, is still going to charge them $100 for a technician to come to their home or wherever to install the pedals properly. But these technicians clearly did not know how to install them properly the first time. Clients who pay $39 a month to access stream classes with a $2,000 bike won't be able to use the equipment until new pedals arrive amid a backlog. There's a backlog of these petals for what? Backlogs for... Now, these petals, if they're flying off, they're not just breaking legs and causing stitches to be needed. They're flying into windows, furniture, vases, and toddlers. Never... People who have blind enthusiasm for exercise equipment never really turns out well. It never turns out well. You think about the history of exercise equipment that was supposed to come to my home and solve all of my fat problems. That's never worked out well. My greatest hell is for phys ed class to get closer to my living room. That's what Peloton does. Yes, you need the phys ed class to get closer to your home. I don't think that's a good idea. And then Nordic Track sued Peloton, alleging the new bike steals swiveling touchscreen and automatic resistance charge features that belong to Nordic Track. Well, how can a swiveling touchscreen and automatic resistance change features belong to Nordic Track and not just a whole lot of other places that have swivel? But there it is. Jocks are stupid. I hate jocks. And I hate people who design equipment for jocks. I hate them. It's 18 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. $600 stimulus payment. Guess what I bought? Yeah, it involves fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Let me tell you about Harry's Blades. I am so proud and happy that Harry's Blades is part of Sterling on Sunday because Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. I use Harry's Blades, personal endorsement. I was stunned the first time I used it because this is a completely different experience. It's not like the little pulling and the nicks and scratches. This is incredible. It's a fantastic shaving experience. And that's why I'm so proud to have Harry's with us. Now, I talked to the Harry's people, and here's the best part. They have a remarkable offer for you. When you go to harrys.com, and put in Walter at the promo code position, Walter at the promo code position, here's what happens. You get a razor, a handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. You can feel that it's well made. A nice carry box, and my favorite part, you get Harry's Shaving Gel, which goes on as a gel, softens your beard, turns into a nice foam, smells fantastic. Not too strong, not too weak. It's a nice smell. Listen to me. Blade, handle, gel, travel box, you put in the promo code Walter. What does that cost? It costs $3. What? How much? What? $3. $3. Get all the information at harrys.com. Harrys.com. Put in the promo code Walter and get the whole trial set for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm holding a Highlands container filled with incredible Highlands medicine, and I've posted it on Facebook so you can see me holding the bottle. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love? For over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risk or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Highlands the new Flex More Medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to highlands.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase, or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Have you ever seen those commercials with William Devane, a Lifetime actor, telling me that he wants Roslyn Capital Gold and that he loves gold? He does every chance he gets, he invests in gold. Now, I don't know why William Devane knows anything about gold or how I should invest, but there was a copy change. There was one line in the commercial that was changed, and the line was, "I even like the feel of real gold." They added that line. He says, "I even like the feel of real gold," and you see him playing with the coins. I'm like, why did they add that line? What is it that, why would they have William Devane saying, "I even like the feel of real gold," and he's squeezing and he's playing sexually with the gold. And you know what it is, my friend, Jared Dillian, a brilliant consumer financial advisor. Jared Dillian said, "Oh, that's because of Bitcoin. The big liability to Americans with Bitcoin is they can't see it or feel it. Whereas real gold, we can see and feel. We can't afford it, but we can see it and feel it." I'm like, oh, Jared, you're right. Now, Kristen Bell addresses Dax Shepard's recent relapse of sobriety. Kristen Bell is standing by her husband. The Good Place star appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and addressed Dax Shepard's recent relapse after 16 years of sobriety. "He is actually doing really well. I mean, look, everybody's up against their own demons. Sometimes it's anxiety and depression. Sometimes it's substance abuse," Bell told DeGeneres. "And the thing I love most about Dax is he was able to tell me and tell us and say we need a different plan." Now, they don't need a different plan. He was an Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the plan he needs. There is no different plan. That's the only one that's been proven since the 1930s. There is no other plan. And the only reason I mention this is, one, I'm in show business, so I've studied this. And two, it's New Year's Eve week. And this is Pledge Week. This is Pledge Week for every 12-step program, every weight loss program. This is Pledge Week. Those gyms would be packed this week if it wasn't for COVID. If it wasn't for COVID, the AA meetings, NA meetings, GA meetings, DA meetings, they're all packed online this week. The Zoom meetings are going to blow up this week. They're going to be overburdened with people trying to get better. And Kristen here says that Dax is saying we need a different plan. No, Dax, you need to do that plan. You need to admit that you're sick and ask for help. Why am I saying this with such confidence? Because it's the same thing as any other physical ailment, same thing as any other mental ailment. If you break your arm, what do you have to do? You have to go to the ER and you have to admit that you need help. That's how it works. You can't get a broken arm fixed until you say, "I have a broken arm. I need help." That's how it works. It's the same thing with any mental illness, spiritual illness, anything that would be helped by a 12-step program, a program that takes you from admission to recovery. Now, Dax, now what did she say here? She said that he had been 16 years sober. Now, how did he do that? I know. Keep doing that, Dax. That's what you need to do. I saw Dax Shepard once. What struck me about Dax Shepard is the freak is huge. He is huge. This guy is huge. He's got to be 6'5". He has to have the longest arms and legs I have ever seen in my life. He's a huge guy. And he has Kristen Bell. You talk about a wife who works. You want a wife who works. You want Kristen Bell. She's singing in Disney movies. She's voicing Broadway characters. She's voicing movies. She's voicing animation. She's acting in The Good Place with Ted Danson. That's the wife you want. And she appears to be country club worthy. The problem with a lot of actors and actresses is you really can't take them to the country club with mom and dad. But I think you could take Kristen Bell to the country club with mom and dad. Does Kristen Bell have any strange tattoos? You know, like, you think Scarlett Johansson is a good idea, right? And then you realize her entire back is covered with tattoos. You know that. terrifying. You know, it's not like a little pixie on your ankle. Her entire back is covered with tattoos.
Have you been to the gynecologist yet? That was the question my mom asked me at 15 when I informed her about a change that I had noticed in my body.
Yeah, that she went from a 34A to a 34F. That was the major change that they noticed. But imagine, you go to bed with Scarlett Johansson. You get married. Colin Jost gets married to her. And they're on their honeymoon in Bora Bora, wherever the most expensive place is in the world, right? The most expensive place in the world. And he's lying there going, I'm the head writer on Saturday Night Live. And I know a lot of famous people, and I'm now married to Scarlett Johansson. And then she turns over, and he sees her back, which he'd never really seen before. And he sees that over her entire back are satanic symbols tattooed into her back. And then in the middle of the night, she starts speaking in tongues.
Have you been to the gynecologist yet? That was the question my mom asked me at 15 when I informed her about a change that I had noticed in my body.
Can you imagine that? And then she talks more. It isn't like she's going to make that little speech and then never speak again. I'll bet right after you got married, your significant other, your spouse, started saying things that you did not hear during the courtship. Things you were not aware of during the courtship, and you really don't know if you want to hear ever again, but he keeps speaking. It never stops. It never stops until you the marriage ends, no doubt in death. Because every one of us has a secret agenda that we do not reveal until it is to our advantage. Coming up tonight, I'm going to share with you what really happens at work. The factor that really screws us up at work. It's the Frank factor. Every one of us, you and me, we all run into the Frank factor, but no one ever discusses it. We all think the problem is somebody else's, but it's not. It's our problem. And we'll discuss that coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a Spectacular Network radio show. It's called Sterling on Sunday.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Weather settles down for the most part this week across the lower 48, except for the Pacific Northwest. There we'll have a storm almost every 2 days with some much beneficial rains east of the Cascade Mountains. And like Spokane and Yakima and Walla Walla, where they grow those great sweet onions, and we'll see up to a foot of snow in the higher elevations in the mountains. Portland, Oregon will see 3 to 5 inches of rain, otherwise about 1 to 2 inches along the coast of Washington to extreme northern California. Later in the week, more rain will work its way to Texas and to the southeast by next weekend, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. The East Coast will get into the act later this weekend, too. But we'll take the rain, especially when you consider it that January is the snowiest month of the year in many parts of the Plains and the Northeast. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, for a limited time, on all...
What happened there? What'd you do? Did I do that? Did I stop that? Let me fix that.
Now, for a limited time, own all the music Walter listens to before the show. Get in the mood to do a network show just like Walter. Get 10 of Walter's favorite show prep hits. When Walter is feeling 1960s gay.
I found a lifetime of pleasure, a hidden treasure.
Or when he remembers. as that one-nighter in Northern California. Visit the 70s with Walter and Barry. You can feel Walter's excitement about being on the air and not behind a desk. Walter believed Barry was really married to that woman. Hot for the OJs? You bet Walter goes there. Call him Disco Walt.
The girl was so smart.
Walter is feeling depressed. He's happy he doesn't know loan sharks. Yes, now you can prep for a network radio show with the exact right music, only $9.99. Call now at 888-688-WALT. And...
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
James Copeland, the king of Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree is a very unique store. Many people don't understand that everything at Dollar Tree is actually a dollar. It's not like Family Dollar, where everything is a dollar and more, or Dollar General, where everything's a dollar and more. No matter what it is in Dollar Tree, it's $1. You may ask yourself, are you being paid for this? Are they paying you for this? The answer is absolutely not. Absolutely not. I am so stunned by the fact that Dollar Tree exists that I had to get one of their denizens on, James Copeland, who will reveal to us the secrets of Dollar Tree. How is it at Dollar Tree during New Year's? How's that?
You know, during New Year's, it is very, very dead. In fact, I was at Dollar Tree today just as a shopper so I can... really enjoy my time in there. And there were two employees and about five customers, and that was it. Compare that with, a couple days before Christmas where it was just a madhouse of desperate people running around just emptying things off shelves.
Now, as an employee of Denizens, an employee of Dollar Tree, how could they possibly give you employee discounts if everything is already a dollar?
They don't. And in fact, in the employee manual, it specifically says that the items are already a good enough price, so there is no employee discount.
Are there any perks for people who have been there at Dollar Tree as employees for a couple years?
I think they have 10-year anniversaries. So once you're there for a certain number of years, you get a little pin or something. I should ask what the actual prizes are there. But I know we did have one of our associates, as they call them. She's going to be moving to Oklahoma, so we had a pizza party for her.
That's insane. Did they have toppings?
I, as lame as it sounds, I wasn't able to attend said pizza party, but I heard it was very fun.
Now, you not only are a cashier at Dollar Tree, a stocker at Dollar Tree, but you also work the overnight shift in refilling the back of the store and the shelves. What's that like working at 3 a.m. at Dollar Tree?
So it's a little bit delusional after a while, I will say. But, you get to eat your lunch at whatever, 4:30 or whatever you want. So that's kind of interesting. But it is pretty amazing the sheer volume of boxes that you have to unload. And I will say, especially when you're around stuff that is a very strong scent, if you're actually stocking candy, like in the middle of the morning, it can actually be pretty nauseating. In addition, they have all these bags of, just awful-smelling scents. I mean, I assume they're maybe okay.
Oh, the candles and stuff. The candles and the car freshener.
And then there are also, these bags of, things that I think ladies use to smell nice. But there's, like 30 boxes of them. And then when you're down there stocking them and all the scents mixed together, plus the candles, plus all that wax stuff that you can put in a warmer, it gets pretty, pretty bad. So you kind of got to pace yourself when you're stocking those items. So there is definitely a lot more than you might expect that goes on in there, and also a lot of interesting shoplifting.
Now, James is explaining the complexity of work at Dollar Tree, but I have to tell you, I was at my Dollar Tree today, and I couldn't get over the fact that the aisles were 80% filled with boxes that needed to be unpacked and workers that needed to unpack them. I was looking at what seemed to me to be all things that should be happening at 3 a.m. Is that true at your Dollar Tree as well?
So I know, especially now that we are into January, that a lot of stores have had to drastically cut back hours. So, for instance, we were pretty much doing overnight stocking every night of the week leading up to Christmas. But now I think it's only a couple nights a week, and the day shift people have to do most of the stocking.
What kind of person would shoplift from Dollar Tree? Everything's only a dollar.
So, interestingly enough, one of the most frequently stolen items is actually the toilet paper from the bathroom. That is almost always gone. People will just pick that up. And then a lady I saw the other day just walked out with a balloon. So it's like, well, are you really gonna take a balloon? I mean, that's like one of the odd things.
Do you guys stop them?
You know, typically if it's in time, the manager might go out there and, see what's up. But, it kind of all depends on what the situation is. But typically, if possible, the manager will try to go and, just talk to them and see what's up.
Well, do they have them arrested?
I don't know. I haven't been there long enough to see that happen, but you never know.
It's true. Well, there's James, who works at Dollar Tree in Kansas. This is a remarkable opportunity for you and me to get the behind-the-scenes scoop at Dollar Tree. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
And it's coffee break time at Dennis & Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
Now, what do you suppose the actual business of Denison's was? Because it never made sense to me at any point in my life that a men's clothing store on Route 22 in New Jersey, across the street from a cocktail lounge, would be open all night. Why would a clothing store need to be open all night? Let's listen to the tales again, James.
And it's coffee break time at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
10 a.m. till 5 the next morning, a men's clothing store. What the heck's that?
In the back of the dressing room, there's like a button, and then the wall opens, and it's a speakeasy or something like that.
I think so. Now, across the street was the cocktail lounge. I think behind the wall of the men's dressing room, I think there were redheads. That would be my hunch. Blondes, brunettes, redheads. Are you speechless at this prospect?
I'm speechless, yes. Just visualizing the scene there. You're painting a picture with words.
10 a.m. till 5 the next morning. James, you're a good friend. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. And thank you for all of the spectacular production you do when not working at Dollar Tree. I only recruit from the best sources of audio from Dollar Tree. James makes all the production on our show, except the stuff that the other James makes. So thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am Walter Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. It's 2021. Oh, my gosh. Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. $600 stimulus payment. Guess what I bought? Yeah, it involves fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Have you called in? 888-688-WALT. The show stinks unless you call in. I love to do it with you. And I want to share with you some information that has changed my life. No, really. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Highlands Flexmore PM. Highlands Flexmore PM. It's arthritis medicine that helps remove the pain and stiffness of arthritis. It is made of 100% natural ingredients. Flexmore Medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Well, there it is. The way we relate to our pain is different in the day than it is at night. Therefore, Highlands has made two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. Then, when you're there, enter the promo code Walter right at checkout, and you'll see $3 come off. You'll see, you put in Walter, you'll see the amount you were going to pay, put in Walter, and $3 comes off before your very eyes. Or find Highlands Flexmore medications at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
My topic is female orgasm.
888-688-WALT. That's my number. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That New Year's Eve was terrifying. Did you watch that Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest? Let's take the excitement out of something and add the words Ryan Seacrest to it. How can we make it less interesting? I know, let's say with Ryan Seacrest, that poor Cyndi Lauper. Ugh. 888-688-WALT. Bruce in Ohio, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, you don't recognize who it is, do you?
No.
I'm your neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor.
Oh, wait. How did he get through? We discussed this. How the hell did he get through?
You got me. Can you talk to me? My wife was up my rear end because I didn't reach out to you for the holidays.
You probably enjoyed your wife being up your rear end.
You know, even in a time where you could say that, you couldn't say that. I didn't call you for that, Walter. I, honest to God, I called you because you and I have had our differences. I wouldn't say you're the perfect neighbor. I wouldn't say you're in the top 10. But the bottom line is maybe you have a complaint against me that you haven't ever voiced. I don't know. I wanted to be your friend. You know, the country's going to heal now. I heard it on the radio. So why can't we heal? That's why I'm calling you. Aside from my wife wanting me to call you.
God, there's a petition.
Give me a number.
There's a petition in the neighborhood being passed around the neighborhood, being certified by a legal firm. And the petition is that you are an offense to the neighborhood when you use your Peloton bike in the big picture window in your tacky home. Nobody wants to see you on your Peloton bike in your picture window, in your living room, in your big, tacky home.
Well,
and as a result...
What's the problem?
The problem is that every single person in the neighborhood has signed this petition, and you're going to be getting a warrant to stop with... What's the phrase? There's a warrant for indecent exposure. Indecent exposure. That's what you're guilty of. We don't want to see you on a Peloton bike in your picture window of your ugly house.
Listen, can we talk about it for a second?
1 second.
I don't have your phone number at home. I got to call you now.
Yes,
first
that's
of all,
right. You'll never
you
have
call
it at
home. Indecent exposure. You call it indecent exposure. Okay, that's your opinion. A lot of people would think it's decent exposure. Okay? But you're no offense, very honestly, you're a fat slob relative to me since I got on the bike. You could take a lesson from me. Walter, let me have someone carry it over. I can't carry it over. I'm a weak man, okay? But I tell you something. I'd be happy to get it to your house. You could do it in a closed area. No one will see. There won't be a warrant out for you. Not that I need the warrant. I have an ex-wife, okay? But I'm telling you, my friend, and you're not my friend, but I'll call you my friend because my wife's listening. Try the bicycle. That's all I'm asking. I'll it's help you get out of it even.
Well, first, the Peloton bike is offensive in that it has a screen with somebody who's too thin screaming at me to get skinnier. I don't need someone who's too skinny telling me to get skinnier. Then it gets worse because there you are, a sight that's indescribable, running on this conveyor belt, looking at this big screen and sweating. Nobody wants to see you sweating, Bruce. Nobody wants to experience this with you, and certainly not from 20 feet.
Okay. Did it ever occur to you that if you got on a Peloton bike once or twice, you might be on television and not radio?
Yes, I would be on television being taken out of my home on a stretcher, being rushed to the hospital.
Well, I'm glad I called you only for one. Now I know I can't answer the door. I'll stay on that bicycle. The irony is I'll stay on the bike rather than answer the door when they come to issue the warrant.
They're going to issue a warrant.
I got to think on a Sunday night. I got to think about this. I got to worry about this on a Sunday night. My wife had me call you, and I got to worry about this on a Sunday night. Unbelievable.
Now, how is your relationship with your relatives, that your wife's the only one who's talking to you?
Well, my kids have all left town, Frank, to be honest with you.
Yes.
And I blame myself for that because I didn't leave town on my parents. So I have to figure that's me. Maybe if I lose a little weight, they'll come back. Who the hell knows?
I don't think weight's the issue.
Well, you think it's my personality?
Yes.
You never talk to me. How do you know? The only way I can talk to you is if I pick
up
the phone
with
a big celebrity, to call a big celebrity.
Well, your wife is, I'm sure your wife's a wonderful person. I appreciate you calling. You've gone way beyond your time limit. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday. The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. There, you happy now? I can't tell you how many people on Facebook and emails have sent me notes about, where's your neighbor? Why don't you have your neighbor on? It's not up to me to have my neighbor on. He has to call in or not, just like you do. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, coming up in just seconds, we're going to analyze this Hillary Baldwin situation, this Hillaria Baldwin situation, which is the single funniest story all year. What are we, day two? Yeah, the single funniest story all year. It's an astonishing story that you and I are going to examine. And then we're going to look at what really happens when you and I go back to work. What's the real issue when you and I go back to work? It's not the tasks. It's not the money. It's not the bureaucracy. It's Frank. It's when you and I have to deal with Frank. And you know who Frank is. You know exactly who Frank is. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. Most people are afraid to talk about who Frank is. All right, the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Great to be with you. 888-688-WALT.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. I think we can all take a deep breath after last week's storms and look at a much quieter weather map this coming week, with a few exceptions. Temperatures will be generally near to above normal, thanks to continued flow of Pacific air across the U.S., and that will keep cold Arctic air up in Canada. Look for upper 30s and lower 40s in the Dakotas. Some rain and snow up in New England. Boston will see some rain early in the week and then change over to snow later. Just a couple of inches there. over on the northwest coast, we've got a high surf advisory for waves 25 to 28 feet. So keep off the high rocks in Crescent City, California, all the way up to Coos Bay, on up to Portland, Oregon. Look out and watch out for those high waves. Lots of rain in the northwest, too, and we'll talk about that later in the hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Let's be honest. Think very hard about going to work. Think about what you're worried about. Are you worried about the ability to do the job? No. Are you worried about the future of your company? No. Are you worried about the politics of your boss or the politics of your company? No, of course not. That's stupid. What kind of loser would worry about that? When you think about going to work, when I think about going to work, I always think about one thing. And this has been true since I've been 20, when I first started working when I was 20. I think about the person at work who causes my life to be a living hell. And if I'm honest about it, it's always one person. It isn't 20 people. It isn't a whole committee. It isn't the HR department. This is one person who's worse than the entire HR, corporate finance, corporate legal department, all of them combined in one special package just for me. One person, a nemesis who embodies all of the things that I hate. The nemesis usually has these characteristics. They appear to be normal. Other people like them. They are beholden by the company. The company thinks this is a very good employee. The HR department thinks this person's fantastic. They look good enough. They're not overly attractive. They're not underly attractive. They look normal. They dress just fine. They say things in groups that are harmless. In fact, if they speak at all in a group, it's harmless. But when they speak to me alone, hell unwraps in front of me. And what are the things that I hear? Wow, you got to fill out that form again. What do you mean I have to fill out that form again? Don't you know who I am? I'm Walter Sterling. That should be enough for you. You have to fill out that form again. Or, have you done any research on this? What do you mean, have I done any research on it? Yeah, I've been at this for 30 years. I know what the hell I'm talking about. You're going to need some research on this. Or, are you sure the people you have on this project are the right people? Or, if you're driving a truck, if you're driving an 18-wheeler right now, Route 80, Route 81, 270, 271, up I-5, if you're driving a truck right now, is the dispatcher your hell? Do you have a dispatcher who speaks like this? All right, well, now, Frank, now, Joe, what'd you say? Well, okay, now remember what I told you about exit 23. What'd you say? And you can never understand the dispatcher the way that other people seem to be able to understand the dispatcher. Or your union rep appears to be giving benefits and secrets to other members of the union, other members of the local, but not to you. Is that possible? A nemesis. But they come in all forms. They come as the head of the HR department, head of corporate finance. You're going to have to resubmit that business plan. Or corporate legal. You can't say that on the air. No.
You can't say that on the air. That's very offensive. We may get an FCC complaint. You may get an FCC complaint.
Well, have we gotten an FCC complaint?
No, but you might. No, but you might. No, but you might.
Oh, my God. You've offended a lot of people with this. You're going to have to take training. What do you mean I'm going to have to take training? You're going to have to take training. You're going to have to watch 18 hours of training films to make sure you never offend anybody ever again as far as long as you live. Now, if you moderate your act at work, driving the big rig, loading the truck, loading the FedEx van, whatever it is you do, and if you change it in any way that could possibly offend somebody, you're in trouble. There was a time, you're not going to believe this, there was a time if you adjusted things a little bit, but had the same goal as everybody else, you were called, you're not going to believe what you were called. You were called an innovator. An innovator. A gunslinger. And it was a positive. Now, if you're called a gunslinger, that means you don't fit in and you're gone. That means you're dead. But I have a name for all of these people who make our lives a living hell. One name. And I will share that with you in just seconds. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. I get in the shower, and then I take out this beautiful green can. Push the button, and out comes gel that smells remarkable. I put it on my face, and suddenly my beard softens, and the gel turns into shaving cream, and I'm able to get the most remarkable shave imaginable, a hairy shave. The Harry system of blade, handle, and shaving gel work together to give me the most remarkable shave I could ever imagine. The first time I had a Harry shave, I'm like, whoa, this is really different. Now, everybody says that. No, really, this is different. Now, the reason it's different is that Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for the product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You put it on the ergonomic handle, which comes in a variety of stunning colors, which will complement your eyes. And you use the shaving gel. And oh my gosh, this is a great experience. Now, I want you to have this experience. Here's what you get with Harry's. With Harry's, when you put in the promo code Walter, you get a blade, you get a handle, an ergonomic handle in a beautiful color, you get the shaving gel. You put it on, softens your beard, smells great. And a nice travel box. You put in the promo code Walter, blade, handle, shaving gel, $5. What? Oh, no, $3. You put in the promo code Walter, it's $3. And they'll send it to you. Well, they must get you on shipping and handling. No, that's free. It's really free. Handle, blades, shaving gel, travel box, $3. Put in the promo code Walter or get them at the big box stores. But really, you're better off going to Harry's.com. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love to do or get a restful sleep? Well, for over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over my thumbs and my feet, as it has for over 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking their pain medications because they're concerned about the long-term risk or experience with some side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylands, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain yet gentle on my body. What this means is that I can safely complement the prescription medications with Flexmore and have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout or find them at CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We do a live show. What am I, why don't I hear myself? Is there a problem? Huh. Let's see here. That works. Test, test. Yeah, you hear me? Huh, I don't hear myself. That's strange. All right, here we go. Well, that is really weird. Well, you know, the stability of these network things, I will do the smart thing and take these off. All right, now, listen, we're talking about the phenomena that when you and I go to work, there's always one person, not a whole department, one person that makes our lives a living hell. Isn't that right? One person, a nemesis, somebody who's just a big pain in the neck. And let's give it a name. Let's call him or her Frank. Regardless if it's a man or a woman, let's call her Frank. Now, Frank is a problem. Why can't I fix this? Hold on. Here's the deal with Frank. Frank looks normal, sounds normal, and other people seem to respect Frank. They seem to think Frank is a solid person. But in fact, Frank is a sneak, a sinister person, somebody who's trying to work around us, making our lives difficult. That's who Frank is. Frank is Dr. No. Frank is the person who always takes your idea and explains in detail why it can't be done. If you have a particularly exciting idea, cutting-edge idea, new idea, Frank is the one who says, ready, it needs a spreadsheet. Why does my idea need a spreadsheet? He says, you know, we have to be able to prove this idea. Why do you think this would work? And then what he does, and I've known a number of Franks, then what he does is he makes you deconstruct your idea, your creative idea, your cutting edge idea, whatever it is, and put it into a spreadsheet. He wants you to take creativity and put it into a spreadsheet. Well, that's impossible. I discussed this with Joaquin Blaya, the man who was head of programming for Telemundo for years. And I said to Joaquin, I said, you know what the problem is? These venture capitalists want us to take our creative ideas and put it into a spreadsheet, and that's impossible. So what do? We lie. We take creative ideas and deconstruct them and put them into spreadsheets. And that's what I thought it was for a long time, but that's not what it is. What it is something much worse. What it is they want us to take our ideas, you and me, the people who are actually doing the work, driving the trucks, driving the cars, painting the pictures, painting the murals, the people who are actually doing the work. They want us to take our ideas and explain it to them to the degree that it can be so deconstructed, wait a minute, that they can copy it. But, you see, they don't have any original ideas. They have no original thought. So it has to be broken down into little tiny pieces, into building blocks, so they can sit back and copy it. Because they know that the original idea is where the money is. The original ideas that you and I have, that's where the money is. But they don't know how to make any money. They don't know how to make a product. They don't know how to make something that could be patented. What do they know how to make? Complex spreadsheets. That's what they know how to make. Those spreadsheets are the devil, because there's no money in a spreadsheet. There's no money in those details. People say, well, you know, the devil's in the details. Yeah, that's right. It's the devil, not God. It isn't God's in the details. God's in the flaky ideas. God's in the art class, in the pottery class. That's where God is. Because those ideas happen once. You know what I love? This is an amazing fact. You have a cat. Do you have a cat? The scientists are stumped by the fact that when they break down the DNA of cats, they cannot find where the coloring for a cat's fur comes from. It's not transmitted by DNA. Everything's transmitted by DNA, the color of your eyes, the color, the length of the tails. Everything we deal with is managed by DNA except the color of a cat's fur. That's God's canvas, is the back of a cat. All those wacky patterns and beautiful colors, there's no DNA for that. It puzzles scientists. And scientists are confounded by that, rather than just sitting back and going, isn't that great? Look at this, Joe. The cat can't be explained. Pet the cat, feed the cat, go to bed. That's what you should do. Pet the cat, feed the cat, go to bed. Don't worry about how the patterns got there. It's not important. Make litter that doesn't stink. That's what matters. But there's our hell. When you and I go to work, we're going to run into Frank. And Frank comes in all patterns and colors. But think about the people you have to deal with at work. There's one person who sometimes in a subtle way, sometimes in a profound way, ends your great ideas or does everything they can to end your great ideas or does everything they can to obscure the facts of the things you're trying to get done. When you lead a group of people and say, we're going to do this, this is fantastic. No one ever has ever done this before. Well, that's a very risky thing to say. I come from a universe, maybe you do too, where if you say to me, no one's ever done this before, I'm like, I'm there. That's the best thing I ever heard. No one's ever done it. That's fantastic. I don't care if it makes any sense. I just care that no one's ever done it before. What could be better than that? What could be better than no one's ever done it before? In most industry, the rewards go to the people who copy well. Well, this has been done before. Let's copy this. I don't want anything to do if it's been copied before. But most people do. Most people are only comfortable if it's been done before. That's what they want to do. And the people who copy things best get rewarded and patted on the head. But the people who say, you know, I'm going to do it differently. Oh, that's very risky. Oh, you know, it sounds like a risky thing to do. Why? Because it's new? Just because it's new, it's risky? No. To me, if you do the same things that have been done before, you're going backwards. You cannot progress if you're doing things that have been done before. And if you're copying, you know, you've worked a photocopier, you've worked a printing press, you know that the more copies you make of something, the worse the copy is compared to the original. This has been true since Gutenberg. That's what you and I are up against. The people I respect are the ones who say, you know what, I'm going to try something new. Let's try something new. Who cares? There are very few industries, very few businesses where if you try something new and it fails, it matters. There are a couple. You know, the joke about brain surgery, yeah, that you can't screw that up. But there are other ones, like if you screw up when you design a new bridge over a river, the bridge will fall down. That's a bad day. Bad day. But if you load the truck differently, but you're careful, you say, well, wait a minute, if I put the boxes here or I weight the truck this way, it might be worth testing it on a couple hills and seeing. You might discover something brand new, and that could be terrific. But you don't know till you try. That's how I've spent my life. I try new things, and I'm mocked until it works, and then I'm copied. How about you? It's absolutely true. You know, well, you know, Walter, it's never been done before. The first time I present a new idea to Frank, what am I going to hear? Where else is it being done? Who else is doing it? Rather than, hey, you know, that's interesting. Why don't we try it? Might work. The correct answer to a new idea in any industry, in any business is, hey, you know, that's an interesting idea. That's interesting. Why don't we try it? It might work. But who's up against you? Frank. Frank is up against you. Frank. They're always named Frank. And they always have an MBA. They always have a Master's of Business Administration, which is just fancy spreadsheets. It means they know how to work fancy spreadsheets. I still don't know how to even label a spreadsheet. I have no idea how to label a spreadsheet, much less put in algorithmic formulas. I don't know how to do that. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm bringing this up now because tomorrow you're staring at the high beams of Monday morning. The high beams of Monday morning are rushing towards you. And what really is it? Who's driving that truck? Who's driving the high beams at you to make your life miserable? It's Frank. Frank from work. Frank the dispatcher, the regional manager, the floor manager. Frank, the program director, the programming director, the project manager, there it is, the project manager. These are the people who make our lives hell. Please notice that whenever Frank is not in on any given day, things go better. Well, you know, I'm going to be out tomorrow. And you go, oh, he's going to be out tomorrow. We'll get something done. Why is it that we'll get something done when Frank isn't in? But there are a lot more sinister things that Frank does, and I'll share those with you coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. I'm with you every single Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Weather settles down for the most part this week across the lower 48, except for the Pacific Northwest. There we'll have a storm almost every 2 days with some much beneficial rains east of the Cascade Mountains. And like Spokane and Yakima and Walla Walla, where they grow those great sweet onions, and we'll see up to a foot of snow in the higher elevations in the mountains. Portland, Oregon will see 3 to 5 inches of rain, otherwise about 1 to 2 inches along the coast of Washington to extreme northern California. Later in the week, more rain will work its way to Texas and to the southeast by next weekend, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. The East Coast will get into the act later this weekend, too. But we'll take the rain, especially when you consider that January is the snowiest month of the year in many parts of the Plains and the Northeast. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and we're going through the best Florida stories of the year.
Okay, first thing, point of order here on Florida stories. Some of you reach out to me, and I don't get a whole lot of response, but three of you sent me the story of a guy in Louisiana who got caught trying to sneak a gun into jail up his backside. All three of them said, I know this didn't happen in Florida, but no, there is no but. You're being lazy, and I understand you just thought of a good punchline, so you sent me the story with like a come and take it or this gives new meaning from my cold dead butt or whatever, but you're being lazy. All you have to do is go search for a similar story in Florida, and there's a good chance it's happened within the month. So I checked, and sure enough, it's not the same story, but in Indian River County, a man was arrested on a weapons charge. He was pulled over. He was a felon with a gun. So they took him into jail. When they were booking him into jail, they found a bag of weed up his backside. So it's almost the same thing. And now that you've done the proper legwork, now you get to make the jokes. Hit it, boys. Maybe he should have brown-nosed the deputy. If he was trying to not get caught, he did a crappy job. I think it's high time he got a lawyer. If it smells like, you must acquit. I guess that's what he gets for trying to avoid the joint. And why can't he just swallow a baggie like Walter does? Yes, thank you. See? That's how it's done. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What is this?
All right, for our next Florida story, we go to Wesley Chapel, Florida. Going down I-75 is a couple that's been married for 12 years. They're now in their mid-40s, and something tells me they weren't getting along before this when the wife, who was driving, had a blowout. Husband screams at her, grabs the wheel. They're toting a trailer, so they almost wreck when he jerks the wheel over. They end up sideways in the ditch. He gets out the passenger side, walks around, opens her door, pulls her out by her hair, and drags her up to the shoulder of the highway. There, he headbutts her. I know, what are you, Jean-Claude Van Damme? And then tries to throw her into traffic. An 18-wheeler had to swerve to miss her. So people call the cops, and they try and catch the guy. He runs off in the woods, and then that's it. That's the whole story. We don't know. The police didn't catch him. There's no sign of him. They didn't arrest him later at his house. He didn't turn himself in. That's it. That's all we have. I guess he's just living off the land like John Rambo. I'm starting to think there's like a tribe of wayward Florida men who have run into the swamps and sort of made their own little society, like an apocalypse now, like a rogue band of Florida men who are living a Stone Age existence as hunter-gatherers in what is literally the only ecosystem on planet Earth that has crocodiles and alligators living side by side. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock Media production. Find me on Twitter at James Parker Show. And this is Florida Stories.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'd be very excited to find out why I can't hear myself.
Resin grapes. Why these were on a lot of coffee tables. But if you look at them, they're the...
Test. No, it's not
feel
working.
The same,
it's
sound
not,
the same.
It's not working.
And the object
what?
Of
I'm
this
playing audio.
Toy, if you...
I'm playing audio. I see. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Especially considering what it was. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. We're excited to be with you. I'm talking about the phenomena at work. Here we go. The phenomena at work of you and I having to work with Franks, usually pronounced Frank. And but first, I was going to do this all tight and professional. I was going to come out of that with this, and then it'd be like a real radio show. But God help me if we get that good. Where is this? Hold on. It's 40 past the hour. My number is 888-688-WALT. And I always want to get emails from you. And that's at waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. This is what I wanted to come out with.
Love American style. Truer than the red, white, and blue.
See, we're a full-service show. I had a listener write in. He said, you know, one of the spots we run reminds him of Love American Style, of the theme to Love American Style. And I thought, well, I bet that's in his head. Charles V. I bet that's in his head rattling around, making him crazy now. And we can solve that problem. Well, here's more good news. I mean, the good news never stops. Judy from Dallas is on the phone. And Judy, who first heard us on WBAP, has a bad joke for us because that's what Judy's job is. She has the worst jokes ever. Judy, what is your bad joke?
What do you call a polar bear when it says an ice cube? What does it get?
Say it again.
What does a polar bear get when it sits on an ice cube?
What does a polar bear get when it sits on an ice cube?
Polaroids.
You know, this is just the worst show I've ever done. It's just inexcusably messy. So, Judy, let's pretend that never happened. And I'd like you to tell the joke again.
Okay. What does a polar bear get when it sits on an ice cube?
What is this doing? I have this strange audio player, which is not the one I like. It's not the one I want. I would give anything to get my old one back, but they stopped supporting it. You know, the computer geniuses, they don't support it anymore, and it's a nightmare for me. So let's see if we can try it again. One more time, Judy, what's your horrible joke?
What does a polar bear get when it sits on an ice cube?
I can't believe it. It gets a what?
What does a polar bear get when it sits on an ice cube?
What does a polar bear get when it sits on an ice cube?
Polaroids.
Polaroids. Judy from Dallas, listening on WBAP. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday, 45 past the hour. Walter M. Sterling, your number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. You know, Harry's Razors has been around a while, and maybe you tried them when they first came out. I urge you to try them again, because unlike razor companies that are traditional, Harry's is constantly improving their blades. But unlike other razor companies, Harry's does not charge you for these improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. $2 each. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising their prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their ace shave is as smooth as their first. Now, how do they do this? It's because Harry's owns their own factory, a factory that's been making blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. It comes with a 100% quality guarantee. You can find the Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores, drug stores, and grocery stores, but I urge you instead to get it at harrys.com, because that's where you're going to get a special offer. At checkout, you put in the promo code WALTER, and the whole package, blades, handle, shaving gel, $3. It's all for $3, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. They don't charge you for shipping and handling. You put in my name, Walter, and that whole package comes to you for $3. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
This is a good one. Matches your eyes. Close. Do you like that? Don't want it on your teeth. Okay, now mush them together. Do you think I look older? I think you look like a model. What if he can't get one good photo?
Then he is a lousy ass photographer. You're really beautiful. Look up. I think I'm just nervous. Do you think what I'm doing is crazy? You want to do it? You do it.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, everybody's very excited about the return of Lesbians in Space. Now, you may say, well, what was the problem? Why wasn't Lesbians in Space on more often? The reason was not corporate legal, because I own this show. Do you understand all these other a-holes who go on and on about, you know, corporate radio shows and mass media? Okay, they're full of baloney. They're all making $20 million a year, and they're employees. I am not an employee. I own this show, and I can do what I want. The reason Lesbians in Space hasn't been on is it got lost on the hard drive. You make out of that what you will, but it got lost on the hard drive and suddenly became very difficult to find. I don't know why, but there it is. Lesbians in Space Who Wear Sports Bras will be on two or three times a show forever. You and I were talking about this phenomena at work, where when we go to work, we are not tortured by corporate HR, corporate legal, corporate finance. We are tortured by one person. When we think about going to work, getting on the subway, the train, the bus, driving to work, walking to work, we are focused on one person who's going to make our lives a living hell that day. Not a whole department, not a meeting, none of that. We can handle all that. We can handle the load in the back of the truck, the passenger in the back of the Uber, the customers who come into our store. We can handle all of that. But there's one person, maybe if you own a retail store, it's one vendor who pays too slow, or worse, is just a jerk. You work at a hotel front desk. Everything's fine until that one customer, that one guest comes in and is a nightmare. You may be a flight attendant, and there may be one captain who's just an a-hole. Has nothing to do with the rules and regulations of the airline, the FAA rules and regulations, none of that. It's one person who knows exactly how to torture us. In many situations, they will torture me with spreadsheets. In fact, in my case, it's spreadsheets. They will want me to do mathematical proofs for my brilliant creative ideas. No, you don't understand. I have a brilliant creative idea. That's all you need to know. Run with my brilliant creative idea. That will save American radio. My ideas will save American radio. Just do them. I promise you that more often than not, if the idea you had, your first hunch idea, if that idea got put into the marketplace, actually was allowed to happen, it would have been a huge success. But it didn't, did it? It got watered down by MBAs with spreadsheets, or a dispatcher with a bad microphone who screwed up your delivery route. My number is 888-688-WALT. Is this making any sense, or should I move on? Am I not making any sense? I'm probably not making any sense, because I'm not a very good talk show host. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The person who tortures you at work, I want to know about that person. You can change the name. I don't care where you work, because the phenomena is the same regardless. It could be, you know what I'm talking about. The worst thing about Frank, and they're always named Frank, the worst thing about Frank, even if Frank is a woman, is that the tenure of their torture is long-term. You like that phrase? That was pretty good. The tenure of their torture is very long-term. You could leave the company and Frank will torture you for the rest of your career. They may be in articles in Forbes or the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or just your local trade publication, UEW News, where they're taking credit for your work. That's the worst part, is when Frank, who was an obstructionist to your success, who made it very hard for you to be successful, is all of a sudden taking credit for your work. Frank is quoting things that, in fact, were your quotes and being patted on the head as a brilliant person. Or worse, being given money from venture capitalists to go forth with her ideas that were not her ideas, and then they fall apart because she did not understand the infrastructure behind your thinking. Is this too deep? I don't think it is. I think you get it. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think you have been tortured in the same way I have. That there's this person at work that makes your life a living hell. This is your time for therapy. 888-688-WALT. Let's take some calls. 888-688-WALT. I love to be in touch with you. My address is waltermsterling@gmail.com. I have a Facebook page. It's Walter M. Sterling. Shockingly, it's Walter M. Sterling. We have the best radio show website in America. It's the Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Everything about this show, every connective link possible, is at that page. Thanks to Lee Harris and James Copeland. Thank you very much. And every show I've ever done is there, too. There is no more website more complete than this, Walter Sterling Show. And yes, of course, by law, I must have a Twitter account, and I do, Walter M. Sterling. It's a full package of social media. We're on many social media platforms, very important today. Well, there you go. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to talk about the many advantages of being a misfit and an introvert, because, you know, we pretty much cover everything. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. I think we can all take a deep breath after last week's storms and look at a much quieter weather map this coming week, with a few exceptions. Temperatures will be generally near to above normal, thanks to continued flow of Pacific air across the U.S., and that will keep cold Arctic air up in Canada. Look for upper 30s and lower 40s in the Dakotas. Some rain and snow up in New England. Boston will see some rain early in the week and then change over to snow later. Just a couple of inches there. Over on the northwest coast, we've got a high surf advisory for waves 25 to 28 feet. So keep off the high rocks in Crescent City, California, all the way up to Coos Bay, on up to Portland, Oregon. Look out and watch out for those high waves. Lots of rain in the northwest, too, and we'll talk about that later in the hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Well, I'm very glad, Chris, in Washington, D.C., that you like Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much. Now, Chris is in Washington, D.C. He said, tonight, Florida Story segment was played last week or a week or two ago. I just wanted to point that out to you. Was it a repeat on purpose? Yes, everything I do is on purpose. Listen, thanks to the horrible sport of football, it's been so murky when I get on the air in most cities that I figured I would take our best stuff, which is not me, but it's things like Usual Edition, Florida Stories, and through the horror show of the playoffs of the NFL. The horror show. What could be worse on the radio than football? Baseball, spectacular on the radio. Football and the endless post-game show. What could be worse? And in one. Oh, God in heaven. So I take our best stuff, and I give you the opportunity to hear it. And the fact that a number of you have noticed that should tell an advertiser everything they need to know about a radio show on late on Sunday night, that my listeners are so engaged with this show that they remember production from 2 weeks ago. That's amazing. It's unheard of. It doesn't happen. You think that happens on Morning Zoos? It doesn't happen on Morning Zoos. And by the way, let me give you a tip. The way Morning Zoos work is they play their original bits from 6 to 8 a.m., and then they repeat them from 8 to 10 a.m. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, that's right. Is that a radio crime when they do it? No. When I do it, it's somehow a sin? I am delighted and proud of our Florida Stories made by James Copeland, and I'm very flattered, Chris, that you would notice that. Then you mentioned that you loved hearing me on our radio station in Washington, D.C. The way we stay on a radio station is you write notes to the program director and the general manager and say that we love Sterling on Sunday. This show has the lowest turnover of any network show I have ever seen. Nobody dumps us. The people who have made changes have done so because the corporation told them to. But no program director has ever changed our show. They love our show. And occasionally a corporation will say, we'd like to try something different. We'd like to test something different. So we're going to put something different on in that time period. Yeah, fine, you put something different on, and a few months later you'll be back. Guaranteed. That's what you do, Chris. You send the general manager of that radio station in Washington and the program director at that station in Washington, not a note or two, but thousands of notes. Thousands. That's what you do. It's pretty simple. My name is Walter Sterling. I do a show called Sterling on Sunday. That's what you're listening to. I've been talking about the hell of Frank. Frank, there's a person that you run into at work who you hate named Frank. Frank. And Frank is the person who gives you a really hard time on a regular basis, gives you a very difficult time on a regular basis. It's not the HR department. It's not corporate finance. It's just Frank. One person gives us a hard time every single day. Before we go to work, we're not thinking about the department. We're thinking about, I don't want to have to see Frank. I don't want to have to run into Frank. Now, what is it that Frank does? He does two things that torture us. He steals our ideas, and he says no to ideas. Bobby, in Susanville, California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Well, Sir Walter, God, wow, you're covering everything. Frank at work, especially when they're threatening. I have a neighbor like you have a neighbor, and I have texts that I had to file two police reports, and just, I don't even know this guy. I talked to you 2 weeks ago as you were just speaking. I'm taking my son in the motorhome, and we're going for a cruise around the United States as soon as this all clears up. You have a head injury. We spoke a few weeks ago.
Yes, I know, and I think you're a great dad.
I'm working even harder at it. But my son, this guy from a group meeting from his head injury, they're all, you know, mental things, but he gave him an Obama phone, and he threatened the whole family. I filed police reports, so I'm with you. And everything you say, you're like taking everything I had in my head. It's an honor. What you do, it's great. But I had to go to the police because I was born and raised in Alaska, and I usually don't do things through the police. But this is my sister, my older sister, I'm 58, So let's do it this way. So I have the police reports, filing the restraining order. I don't know what your neighbor's problem is, but I love thy neighbor, if I may. I don't care what color, breed, whatever you are.
Yeah,
I got buddies everywhere.
Listen. Bobby.
Yes,
I love my neighbor as long as there are very high shrubs between our homes. My father my father taught me that the first thing you do with a new neighbor is plant new shrubs. And he's right. Don't pretend that these are automatic friends built in next door. Don't go taking them a pie. The best neighbors are the ones whose names you don't quite know. That's my opinion. If somebody extends themselves does something fantastic for you, great. But I don't feel any compulsion to be my neighbor's friend.
I'm a recluse myself. Well, if I may call you, I'm kind of recluse. I've lived in the woods, in deep woods, Alaska. But I like people, but certain people. If you got a good attitude, we're good to go.
Thank you very much for your call, Bobby. I appreciate it. We like to choose our friends and then be a good friend. Choose your friend and be a good friend. But don't assume that because they're in the same church or the same school or that they play with your kids that they're automatically a friend. That's where there's a disaster waiting to happen. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We'll talk more about Frank in just seconds. It's 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. $600 stimulus payment. Guess what I bought? Yeah, it involves fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore Medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore Medicine. It's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore Medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors, and they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly. And it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter, harrys.com, promo code Walter, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
600 smackaroos. My goodness, what do you do with that? Do you take the spouse out for a nice dinner? Do you save it? Well, not me. I went out and bought aquariums and a rack. There's a special at one of the big box stores, and I won't say which one because they should be the sponsor of this very segment. They're offering a $1 per gallon sale right now for aquariums 29 gallons or less. So I picked up a bunch of 10-gallon aquariums. That's what you keep for guppies. Guppies love 10 gallons. Bigger tanks, really not necessary. And they're so easy to handle. Oh my goodness, easy to clean them out and all that good stuff. So I'm hooked up. I picked up 10 more 10-gallon aquariums. That brings my aquarium total to 94, which is great. So lots of baby guppies are going to be swimming in these aquariums. I'll be setting them up over the next week. $600 stimulus. Use it wisely, like on fish. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
All right, and Velo knows that a lot of the COVID relief money is being used to count fish off the coast of Mexico. What a great gift that has been to the American public. You think I'm kidding? No, that's true. Used to count fish off the coast of Mexico. Do you think there's some cause and effect between the fact that we haven't heard any trouble at the border of Mexico and the fact that we're giving them money for stupid projects, money that could be funneled into anything and nobody would know? Is that possible? Who knew? All right, listen to me. The $600 relief, that's stupid. It's not relief for anybody. $2,000 is maybe one rent payment, not a real relief. I mean, this is the crookedest thing. Just the crookedest thing. And then the vaccines. The vaccines. Who's getting the vaccines first? The teachers? No. 68-year-old diabetics? No. Politicians? Why? To show us, those of us who can't understand medicine, to show us that they're safe. The politicians are getting it first to show us. How old is AOC? 12? And she got a vaccine already. Oh, my God. It's 22 past the hour. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. I am Walter M. Sterling. I get to be with you every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. West Coast. It's a spectacular radio show. We're talking about Frank. When you and I go to work, what do we worry about? A committee, forms, HR department, laws, rules, the ability to do the work. I'll bet you have never worried about your ability to do the work. I'll bet you that's the last thing in the world you worry about. No, what we worry about going to work, what I worry about is Frank. There's a person in every job I've ever had who might as well be named Frank. They tend to be, in my case, in the finance department because that's where my hell resides. The spreadsheets contain my hell because the way my brain works, maybe yours, is that I come up with ideas that are untethered. The psychologists call them untethered ideas. They have no rules, no boundaries. They're like bumper cars without bumpers. And I am thrilled to have these ideas. If they would just do these ideas, everything would be better. I walk in, and I'll present it to my boss, my manager, my colleagues. They'll go, wow, Walter, that's a really good idea. Tell Frank about it. And then I'm like, I don't want to tell Frank about it because Frank will tell me why it can't be done. I have never met a Frank who says, you know what, that's a great idea. Let's prove why it can be done. No, instead he pulls out that spreadsheet to prove why it can't be done. And it is the Franks in any company, any startup, any small retail store that destroys that business. Because unless you try new things, good or bad, your business is already dead. It's not that it's going to die. It's already dead. if there isn't a spirit of let's try, let's see what happens, your business is already dead. And I've seen this happen too many times. Then, and this is the evil part, then there's an evil side to Frank. The evil side to Frank is that you force through the idea, you push through the idea, you cause hell to get the idea done. And then, oh my God, it works. It works. Frank swoops in and takes credit. Newspaperman shows up, reporter shows up one day at the your retail store, your big company shows up one day, and there's Frank. And Frank says, that was my idea. What? Yeah, that was my idea. Now, all Frank did, he was standing around when the idea was being created by others who were brave. But this coward stands there and sucks the life out of your idea. It inflates his ego. Boom, he takes credit for it. Perhaps you've had something like that happen to you at work. Have you had something like that happen to you at work? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Now, why am I giving out a phone number? Because I'm live. We're live, and we get to talk to each other every Sunday night. As you're driving across Route 80, 81, up 4 in Florida, across Texas, in your 18-wheeler, this is when you get to talk about the things that tick you off at work. Now, think about the radio shows that you listen to the rest of the day. Do you ever hear anybody talking about this stuff? No, you hear people screaming at the Democrats. You want me to scream at the Democrats? Fine, I'll do that. But nobody will listen. Instead, I have to suffer through boring football games. What football games do you care about? You care about the one in your home and the one you have money on. That's it. You know what happened there already. Why the hell would somebody take up hours and hours of broadcast time for that crap? Here's what I know. Clemson lost. Why do I care about Clemson? Because I have a bro crush on Trevor Lawrence. Look at him. He's a beautiful girl. And then the Browns won, which brought happiness and joy to my home. My wife and all of her obscure relatives put down their glasses to celebrate the fact that the Browns won. It's unbelievable that the Browns won. Really, honestly. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I am very excited to be with you live on the radio. 888-688-WALT. John in Kansas City, Missouri, listening on KMBZ. Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I love your shows.
You always thank
make
you,
me
John.
Laugh or think about something. Hey, you, when you're John. Speaking about Frank, there's a typical Frank. Sometimes these guys have favorites who everything they come up with is golden, and everything else that everybody else comes up with won't work. And then they're the kind that they'll talk bad about people, especially if they're supervisory Franks. They'll talk bad about people they supervise to other people they supervise, which is like a horrible way to run a team. But these guys are an evil kind of, just like to keep everything in like a chaotic, negative manner. You know, and they wonder why they have like a high turnover of staff, and the other resulting problems from that kind of behavior, but just stifling people's creativity, except for their pets, their favorites.
Well, you know, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Franks always have a pet or 10, and the pets can bring them an idea, and it's always good. And the rest of them, the ideas are bad. You're absolutely right, John, and thank you very much for calling. This is the problem with Franks. Every company has a Frank, and they're a negative maelstrom where information goes in, it gets stirred up by them, and as long as they keep the place in chaos, a negative chaos, they imagine they're in charge. But every now and then, a light proton gets through the darkness, and we get an idea done. And we get credit for it, and we get to hang around. Now, those are three very different things. Those are three very difficult things. The Franks that you and I have to deal with, it's a nightmare. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and my phone number is 888 888-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You and I get to talk to each other every Sunday night. And, oh, my God, I have a podcast. Oh, my God, I have a podcast. Promote the podcast, Walter. It's called Midnight Misfits. You can get it at Apple iTunes. It's called Midnight Misfits, Apple iTunes. And this would be a good time to download it and enjoy them for the rest of the week. I have a whole bunch of them up there, brand new. Sterling on Sunday, Walter M. Sterling, 888-688-WALT. Let's talk.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Weather settles down for the most part this week across the lower 48, except for the Pacific Northwest. There we'll have a storm almost every 2 days with some much beneficial rains east of the Cascade Mountains. And like Spokane and Yakima and Walla Walla, where they grow those great sweet onions, and we'll see up to a foot of snow in the higher elevations in the mountains. Portland, Oregon will see 3 to 5 inches of rain, otherwise about 1 to 2 inches along the coast of Washington to extreme northern California. Later in the week, more rain will work its way to Texas and to the southeast by next weekend, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. The East Coast will get into the act later this weekend, too. But we'll take the rain, especially when you consider it that January is the snowiest month of the year in many parts of the Plains and the Northeast. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Holidays at Public Radio. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and the holidays mean Public Radio is stepping up its fun drive.
Happy holidays. Your public radio station is stepping up its fun drive during the holidays. It's a marathon begging for funds. For a $5 donation, you will be completely ignored.
For a $10 donation, Public Radio will send you a logoed beer coaster. A $50 donation starts to get our attention, but really, you aren't going to get a DVD or a meeting with Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
At the $1,000 level, Ms. Shabazz will make a cameo video for your birthday.
I will make one cameo video. Only one. Happy neutral holiday to you from the usual edition.
Oh, we love that. Don't we love that? Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice. Here's the mystery voice. God, this is the worst player. Where did this come from? What genius came up with this? We'll try this.
Trying to tell him what's going on. That's the same that I did the screen test with and in the audition.
Who is that? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
Trying to tell him what's going on. That's the same that I did the screen test with and in the audition.
Fantastic. All right. We're going to discuss now. We're going to have a little therapy, which is there's somebody at work who makes you crazy. You get to call me and be anonymous and vent. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. But it's time to vent because you keep holding this in, and by the time you get to work, you have so much resentment toward this person, you hate them. And you'll say something stupid. I guarantee you'll say something stupid. Every one of these people that I've had to deal with in my career, and there's always one at every company, I always see them as the same person, the same name, which is Frank. You know, Frank. Frank's going to tell me no. Frank's going to tell me that that idea needs some research. Frank's going to tell me that idea needs to be put on a spreadsheet. Why does my idea need to be put on a spreadsheet? Why doesn't that math idea need to be turned into text? Why doesn't the math proof need to be turned into art? Why are we always going for the spreadsheet? I can't read a spreadsheet. I have no idea if a spreadsheet is right or wrong, but who does? Frank. Frank knows if the spreadsheet's right. And Frank will judge you on the spreadsheet. And the people who have MBAs, they will judge you on the spreadsheet. But how many people have MBAs? Very few. Now, let me put this in perspective. Everybody who works at a venture capital fund has a master's of business administration degree. They all are very proud of their MBA degrees. They're all very proud of it. 90 to 95% of ideas brought to venture capital funds that get funded fail. So what are they judging? They are failures at judging new ideas. These people who work at venture capital funds, at hedge funds, these guys are failures. They've never run anything. They've never run a business. They're terrified of you. The people who work at venture capital funds are afraid of hell of you because you can do something that they can't do, absolutely can't do. You can come up with a golden idea, and you can motivate a group of strangers to execute the idea. If you're a real manager, you can come up with an idea and you can inspire somebody else to do the idea, or hundreds or thousands of people to do the idea. And you know what? The guy with the MBA who works at the hedge fund, the venture capital fund, they cannot. All they can do is edit your idea, and there's nothing more terrifying. There's nothing worse than someone who edits a good idea, who works around a new idea to make it more efficient, who takes a new idea and makes it more safe, takes a new idea and makes it safer, because the new idea that's made safer will fail. Because when you were thinking of the new idea, you weren't thinking of making it safer. You were thinking of making it spectacular, absolutely spectacular. When you go to work, you go to a job, when you go to get funding for an idea, when you go to your manager with an idea, if they say, you know, you really need to take it to Frank, you're dead. They're not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. Frank is never going to help you because at root, Frank is jealous. Frank cannot come up with a new idea, cannot motivate. Frank is the demotivator, sucks the life out of a new idea. What do you do about Frank? How do you deal with Frank? Well, there are a couple problems there. Problem number one is that Frank's smart. These are never dumb guys. These are never dumb women. A person with an MBA is not dumb. They're not clever, inspirational, motivational, but they're not dumb. And they're going to see it coming before you go after them. That's how they know it. They know how to survive. They also know how to talk to your boss. They know how to talk to the owner of the company in a way that you don't. They are the whisperers. You will never see them whispering. Oh, no, no, no. They're the one. Here's how you know who Frank is, if you're not sure already. At the end of a meeting, at the end of a get-together, at the end of a luncheon, Frank is the one who looks at your boss and says, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And everybody else leaves and Frank stays and talks to your boss. Frank also is the one who sits next to your boss in a meeting. There's no particular reason for it to happen, but they do. And they whisper to your boss all through the meeting. They wait to see where your boss is going to sit, and then they sit next to them. And then they whisper to them or write little notes to them, and they instantly become their confidant. When that happens, you're dead. Doesn't matter what you say. They have a conciliator. What do you do about Frank? How do you deal with Frank? We'll talk about it in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well. Because Harry's Razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years. And they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma, and it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right, and it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy too because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now, you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling is free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. Harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
The problem is that I'm going to have to move. We're moving. There's no greater heck than moving. Death of spouse and moving are the two most stressful things imaginable. We're going to move to a new place, which means I have to find a new laundry room in which to put my studio, because I actually do come from a laundry room. All these radio stations are going, well, you know, can you believe it? We're not in the studio now. We're coming from our homes. Yeah, I can believe it. I've come from my home for 7 years. I totally understand it. And it's better in many, many ways. It's better than dealing with the office politics presented by Frank when you go into a radio station. Sam in Texas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet, Sam. Hi.
How's it going?
You're on the air.
Cool. Sorry, what are you looking for me to tell you my story about what I do to the Franks of my office?
Yes, I want to know about your Frank trouble.
My Frank trouble was really more of a Karen situation where somebody just wanted to be the boss of me, but they were not actually the boss of me.
Yes. And by the way, that's and Franks are male and female, and that's true of all Franks. They're never your boss. They're people near the boss.
Mm-hmm. Well, my problem with her is that she thought she was my friend because she was one of those social justice warriors, and I'm a person of color, which normally is pretty cool, except she took it upon herself to tell my boss how he was being passively aggressive racist towards me, which I told her not to do, and she did anyway because she said it was better for me. She gave me an option. Either you do it or I do it. I said, please don't do it. So she decided to do it anyway.
And did it turn out to be better for you?
It did turn out to be better for me in the end because both her and my actual boss, who was actually doing bad stuff to me, did get in trouble.
Ah. And are you still working there?
I am still working there, yeah.
Are they still working there?
They are, but not in the same positions as they were before because of this whole issue.
And you see, nothing that they did to you, your Karen or your boss, nothing they did to you had anything to do with your work, did it?
Nope, not one bit.
isn't that what makes you crazy? I mean, you could do your job. You didn't need somebody to hold your hand or make it pretty. You didn't need anybody to do that, did you?
No, not at all. I was actually doing a great job before that person became my boss and decided that he didn't like the job that I was doing.
Do you have advice for other people who have to deal with Karens?
Yeah, I think that you, A, can't let them bully you, but you always have to remain professional. B, you have to document everything and be ready, because C, they always try to ambush you. And if you're always ready to go, they won't be able to accomplish it, which is exactly what they tried to do with me. They called a meeting with HR, didn't tell me that there was a meeting with HR. And then when we got to the meeting, they tried to say one thing was happening. And I was like, no, that's not happening at all. Here's what's actually happened. And I had the receipts and the proof. And that's why they ended up getting in trouble instead of me.
Were you born in Texas?
No, I was born in Portland, Oregon, but lived most of my life there.
You lived most of your life in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about Texas that people from outside of Texas don't understand is you have the best iced tea. And and you call it tea. Now, it's weird. Mm-hmm. You go to New York City or even to Los Angeles and you say, I would like some iced tea. They will say in the restaurant, we don't have iced tea. And you look at them like they're insane. You say, do you have tea? Yes. Do you have ice? Yes. You have iced tea. But it's still different in Texas, like Luby's. I love mm-hmm. Luby's. Luby's, to me, has the best iced tea in the world.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
Right?
Great iced tea. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? Because I can't explain it. It's at exactly the right temperature, at exactly the right acidity. That, for me, is reason enough to go to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate your call. And thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. Fantastic advice on how to deal with Frank. And Frank can be a man or a woman. And it's never your boss. You've worked out your relationship with your boss probably your second week there. This is the person who whispers to your boss. This is the person who rallies people secretly against you at work because they don't have enough to do, or they're not competent at their job, so they have to rally people against you. That's been my experience. Then, once I leave companies, the Frank follows me, and there'll be a new Frank at the next company, but son of a gun, let me tell you the best Frank story. No, I have hundreds of Frank stories, but this was the most sinister Frank I ever knew. The most sinister Frank I ever knew would write things on the legal pad, I'm sorry, on the notepad of a law firm. We weren't working at a law firm, but he'd write notes on the notepad of a law firm. And finally one day I said, why are you writing notes on the notepad of a law firm? It had the stationery of a law firm. It had the emboss of a law firm at the top. Like, why do you, why? Well, it's confidential then. Like, what? Well, if you write it on a law firm's legal pad, stationery, it has client lawyer privilege. How could you even think like of that stuff? How would stuff like that come into your brain? Stuff like that doesn't come into my brain. I had another Frank, again, a different company, who I got a call one day from a big shot, but a big investor in the company. He's saying, Walter, we missed you at the meeting today. I'm like, what meeting today? You know, the meeting that we had at 2 o'clock. What meeting that we had at 2 o'clock? Well, we told Joe, no, I take it back. We told Frank that we were having this meeting at 2 o'clock. Well, Frank didn't tell me. Frank purposely didn't tell me, so I wouldn't be at the meeting. Again, no matter how much I didn't want Frank at the meeting, if somebody told me to tell Frank to come to the meeting, I would tell Frank to come to the meeting. Even if I didn't want him there, I'd tell him. Because that's how I was raised. You don't... be told that somebody should be at a meeting and not tell them. It would never occur to me to behave that way. That's the problem with Franks. They come at you in ways that you can never conceive of because you didn't have their parents. I don't know what their parents did to them, but it's sinister and horrible. I want you to think about the Franks you're going to have to deal with this week, and I want to hear from you at Walter M. Sterling, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I want you to write me a little note. You can be anonymous. I don't care where you work. I don't care what their real name is. But I'd like you to vent to me about your Franks. Because this is what kills new ideas. It is the Franks that kill new ideas. The people who say no before it even enters their office, they say no. The people who take a perfectly good system and want to improve it, those are the Franks. And you know who they are. Right now, when I said that, you immediately thought of one person, because it's never a department. It's never a department. The greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.